Australia's cattle herd is destined to hit 25-year lows as a result of the continuing drought for some and flooding in North Queensland. Beef industry analyst Simon Quilty says the death of cattle in Queensland will be felt in markets Australia-wide.
We're talking about 2.7 million head of cattle that reside in those areas. So to date, the number that's been put out there is about 500,000 head, which would be a 20% or so of that population. These are very early indications, and the concern is that potentially the calf drop was only 4 months ago, and those figures of 500,000 head at this stage account for adult cattle, and that there may well be a lot of young calves, that have been caught up in this as they're extremely vulnerable. So we don't know what the last or final figure is, but the tragedy is that we could see potentially two generations of cattle being lost to these floods.
With the reports that there could be 500,000 head lost in this flooding event, what is that going to do to Australia's national herd size, which was already on the small side and shrinking?
That's very true, Warwick. And so up until this flood event, we'd seen an extraordinary year of liquidation of the female herd at almost unprecedented levels. So we saw the herd size forecasting by the end of this year, it would have been close to 26.3 million head. Well, that's a 20-year low. But now with this additional 500,000 head, and we don't know if it may be even greater than that, we're now talking about a herd of 25.8 million. This is 25 years since the last time we saw that. So these are what I would call an extreme low, a critical low in the size of the Australian herd.
How long do you think it's going to take individual farm businesses to recover? We've heard from individual stories up there saying it might be up to 7 years for them to get their herd numbers back. How long do you think it will be for that 20% to be bred and be out in those regions again?
I think part of the answer to that is what livestock markets do themselves and also the makeup of the producers. So in the paper that I produced today, we talk of the three scenarios of how they're potentially going to respond. So you're going to have the unfortunate producers up there who simply have no cash. They've spent it all on feeding their cattle through the drought. And the chances are that they will lease out their properties. So you're going to have, I think, quite a substantial part of that area go into adjustment. They effectively become landlords. The second type will be those that can afford to buy, and they will be out there desperately trying to buy breeding stock right now in drought-stricken areas. And that's because they're trying to buy back into a market that they can afford today versus when the rest of Australia should go out of drought and prices suddenly jump, then it could become very unaffordable. And then the third type will be those operators that exist in that area that also have properties elsewhere. And they will be looking to relocate the drought-stricken cattle they have in other regions into the area that the flood has occurred, which within several months will start to produce some good pastures.
What do you think will happen to beef markets in Australia as a result of this?
There's no doubt that that we're going to see cattle prices, I believe, this year go up across Australia with or without rain. And why I say that is because we've got the herd to such a critical level that when we're talking about 25-year lows, there just simply isn't going to be the numbers coming forward, no matter if there's rain or no rain, because we've reduced the size so dramatically. And with good rain, we could see females jump, 25 to 50% in value over the next 12 months. Without rain, it'll be a very mild increase. We could be talking 5%. And the same holds for steers, a 2 to 5% increase without rain. But if there is rain, we could be talking 10 to 15% rebound in prices. So the big question is, when will this drought break? And then the overall impact. But in the short term, there's no doubt to me that there will be restocking done in that area that will be price supportive for other parts of Australia. 500,000 head is a lot of cattle.